I'm not completely saying that SSRIs are a negative thing. I am just saying they are not for everybody. Just for certain people's brain chemistries, for certain people's struggles, they are not the answer. They were not the answer for me, and they actually led me.
Translation. I'm crazy. I'm batshit crazy. Stay away, man. So the next addiction we have is modern woman addicted to SSRIs. By the way, guys, at the end of the, in like five videos, we're going to put a call-in line now. We're going to have, you can say modern woman's addiction's worse than body count, but we're not going to bring people up till I get through these videos. So this is a woman on SSRIs. God help us.
Before getting prescribed SSRIs, I used to not sleep at night. I would spend the night checking on my kids multiple times to make sure they were breathing, make sure no one had taken them from their beds, checking the locks on their windows to make sure no one could come in, checking the front door, checking the back door, looking outside to see who was possibly coming in to try to unalive us. I would spend all of
So what's worse, a woman with a high body count or a woman that constantly thinks because she's on drugs that people are trying to kill you? I don't know. I might pick the
other. Nights doing this, and I would barely sleep, but now I sleep through the night. Before SSRIs, I would randomly think about unaliving myself. I would think, what would happen if I just drove off the road right now? That'd be
a suicidal woman, right? That probably worse. Daniel sent a super chat. Problem is beta. Men are too good. Now AI always ends bad. WH4OK, Dune 1984. iRobot, Sinet, Hall, it will end badly for all. Eric says another woman educated beyond the confines of her intellect.
Be interesting.
It sounds like she needs meds if she's actually anxious. I guess
I would have some really dark thoughts, but SSRIs have taken those away. So yes, please, RFK, come save me from these horrible drugs.
Yeah, so lots of drugs. Drugs, okay. Woman is a coach and addicted to SSRIs. Amazing.
SSRIs are not always the answer. As a coach, I so often get clients coming to me telling me that their therapist wants them to be put on antidepressants. And while antidepressants, SSRIs, can work for certain people and they have worked wonders for certain people, they are not for everybody. When I was 23 years old, I got put on a very low dose, about 5 milligrams of Lexapro, to help me with my depression and anxiety. And never before in my life, before getting put on these antidepressants, was my mental health as bad as it became while I was on them. It got to the point where I was so dysregulated. I was so heightened.
Your wife could hire her as her coach.
And I was so in a state of fight or flight. I could not manage my emotions. I could not manage my spiraling thoughts.
What a cute dog, though. That is a cute dog.
Could not get out of bed in the day that I actually had to be hospitalized in a psych ward. That's how bad it got.
Yeah, so again, high body count or your wife is in a psych ward every couple of months.
And had I actually had somebody who helped me address the root cause of the reason that I was feeling the really dark and difficult emotions that I was feeling, I don't believe that would have happened. Instead, what happened is I got put on something that acted as a band-aid, as a mask for what was really happening underneath. And I think people need to be aware that medication is not always the answer. It can be. I'm not, you know, pushing against all medication. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people, but I am saying that it is too often, too quickly, and too easily prescribed. It was for me, and I've heard countless other stories just like this. There are natural ways to heal your body. There are natural ways to improve your brain function, and you need to learn how to deal with difficult emotions. I so often see clients who come to me, they're going through a hard time in life, they're going through a breakup, difficult things are happening, and their therapist, who they're also working with, which is amazing, tells them to get on antidepressants, tells them to get on SSRIs. In reality, you guys, there are tough moments in life, and we need to be able to handle them without always jumping to a band-aid. We need to learn emotion regulation. We need to learn to sit in the discomfort of difficult emotions. because it will keep happening throughout life. It's just a reality. Difficult things happen. So if you can't handle it, it's only going to be harder and harder and harder every time you mask it. So I'm not completely saying that SSRIs are a negative thing. I am just saying they are not for everybody. Just for certain people's brain chemistries, for certain people's struggles, they are not the answer. They were not the answer for me, and they actually led me.
Translation. I'm crazy. I'm batshit crazy. Stay away, man.
To a much darker place than I ever was in before. So if you're hearing this and you're considering getting on SSRIs, maybe take a step back. Maybe ask yourself if you can work through these things internally, if you can dive deep and address the root cause without...
Okay, we get the idea. Okay, let's see what's next. All right, another woman talking about SSRI's side effects.
If any of these five side effects are bothering you, it might...
That is bad chin filler. I need to do a show on how to tell if a girl's had plastic surgery, because I don't think you guys can tell as well as you think. I need to do a show.
Might be from your SSRI antidepressant. Sexual dysfunction, you're never in the mood, you have low libido, and that's because higher serotonin levels in the brain can cause low libido, delay gratification, and cause erectile dysfunction. Weight gain, no matter how much you eat or how much you exercise, the number just keeps going up on the scale. When you use SSRIs, it can actually increase your cravings for carbohydrates, and it can decrease your metabolic rate, making you gain weight over time. Number three, feeling tired all the time, that's because more serotonin in the brain can actually cause sedative-like effects. That's why a lot of sleep supplements actually try to include 5-HTP in their formulation. Number four, you're experiencing a lot of nausea, bloating, constipation, just a ton of digestive issues. And it can cause emotional blunting. So you hear good news, you have no reaction. If you hear bad news, you have no reaction. You just don't really have emotions. Some people may never experience these when using an SSRI antidepressant, while other people do. And for the people who do, there are natural ways to help mediate these side effects.
Yeah, a lot of plastic surgery. Okay, women addicted to, wait for it, spirituality.
If I told anyone else what I'm about to tell you, they would think I was crazy. That is what almost every awakening soul says to me. And then they proceed to tell me about how they're getting buzzing in their hands or having ear ringing.
Yeah, so imagine, honey, could you come with me? I'm having buzzing in my hands. I'm having buzzing, you know what I mean?
Or they're seeing flashes of light in the corners of their eyes, or they're even getting like physical touches, but no one's there, or they're seeing spirits who have passed. They're seeing faces in the trees. They know fairies are real now. My people, awakening souls, this is the safe place for that. I want to hear everything that other people think is crazy, that you're worried is too weird to say out loud, and I want to validate the fuck out of you. And I love that I get to be the person that y'all say it to. That is literally the best part of my job, because you know how that goes? Like, tell me more. And then I give you insights, tools, and understanding.
Yeah, she gives you psychedelics. That's what comes next.
So that you don't.
In addition to addictions, women are more prone to having health issues like PCOS, autoimmune, fibroids, endometriosis. I believe this is due to a change in the human diet over the years. Doug, MPA, can you put a show on that? I want to look into that. We'll do a show.
Don't feel crazy. You get context for, like, what is going on? How do you develop these? How do you move on? How do you... Because what you're experiencing as an awakening soul is not understood by almost anyone, if anyone at all, around you. And not feeling crazy and understanding your abilities really does come down to having some techniques, some tools, some methods, some appropriate funnels and containers that give structure to all that wonderful, amazing flow that you are now picking up on. If you're new to me, I am Sarah. I do awakening readings. I do psych.
Yeah. So what about at dinner? She says, can I see your hand, honey? Would you take that or a high body count? She doesn't talk about. Keep me posted. Guys. Maybe you're saying, no, I'll take the spirituality. But these are our choices. It's 2025. We got to get real pragmatic here. Sure.